This program is brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
You think God's looking at you based on your behavior. Now watch this. If God saw sin when he looked at you, then we got a problem with the whole message. Because the message says that he bore our sins on his body. If he took our sins on his body and we took his righteousness on our body, then when Jesus looks at us, he sees the righteousness that's on Jesus. And then when he looks at his son, Jesus Christ, he sees all of the sin that he bore on his body on his son, Jesus. He no longer sees the sin on you.
Download and stay connected with the Changing Your World podcast with Creflo Dollar. Keep the Word of God at the forefront of your mind with these powerful and uplifting messages. With each message that you download and stream, you gain revelation of the fullness of God's grace. The Changing Your World podcast brings you life-changing wisdom right at your fingertips, no matter where you are. Subscribe today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your preferred podcast platform.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by his grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
If you are a man, and this may not just be men, it may be everybody. But you found yourself struggling with sin, and you feel like every time God looks at you, he looks at you and sees the sin in your life. And that's a very interesting thing to deal with because, oh, well, we've missed it so much. You feel like, man, God looks at me and he sees the sin. I wanna get you free from that once and for all. It's gonna be shocking. I didn't say I was gonna get you. Anyway, if that's you and you wanna be ministered to, would you just kind of stand where you are? I mean, and you don't have to, because this is not like one of those things where I'm trying to embarrass anybody. I just feel when you're ready to be free, you'll do whatever you need to do. Okay? All right, guys, would y'all come join me right quick? I want you to come up here where I am. No, come on up here. Come on. Come on up here where I am. All right, just come on, get behind me. Just come on. All right. Yeah, I saw this. Yeah, we're gonna be all right. I don't want you to ever forget the picture that we're painting before your eyes. First Peter chapter 2, And verse 24, put it on the screen. 1 Peter 2:24. I want to look at it in the King James and then the Amplified. Because you ain't never going to be the same. This ends. And the reason why I had you to come up here is because everybody up here, including myself, we have the recipient of what I'm getting ready to show you. I don't know who told us that Jesus, every time he looks at us, he sees sin. Verse 24 says, who his own self bare our sins in his own body. Wow. He bears our sin in his own body. And then the Amplified of 1 Peter 2:24, he personally bore our sins in his own body on the tree as on an altar and offered himself on it that we might die, cease to exist to sin, and that we might live to righteousness. All right, now listen to me. The day you give your life to Jesus, Lord, help me. The day you gave your life to Jesus, that's the day that you lost possession of sin. When God looks at you, he does not see sin. He sees righteousness. When he looks at Jesus, he sees all of your sin on Jesus. But he sees none of your sin on you. Because he took your sins on his body so he can put his righteousness on you. So no matter how crazy you think you are, no matter how bad you think you are, no matter how sinful you think you are, God doesn't see sin when he looks at you. He sees righteousness. Watch this. And he wants you to start seeing yourself like he sees you. But somehow we keep seeing ourselves as sinful, awful. You got a good heart. You love God. You just keep finding yourself in that same trap because you keep seeing yourself as that same person, and you're not. You're righteous. I don't care. Listen to me now. I know there's a church world out there that says your behavior determines your identity. You are the righteousness of God. Okay? Keep believing that, and the behavior will start lining up with it. But as long as you buy the trick, oh man, look at me. I'm just so sinful. God just keeps looking at me. God sees my sins. No, when God looks at you, he sees your righteousness. And that's so hard to believe sometimes because the church has done this job on us. It's done this job on us that your behavior, you think God's looking at you based on your behavior. Now watch this. If God saw sin when he looked at you, then we got a problem with the whole message. Because the message says that he bore our sins on his body. If he took our sins on his body and we took his righteousness on our body, then when Jesus looks at us, he sees the righteousness that's on Jesus. And then when he looks at his son, Jesus Christ, he sees all of the sin that he bore on his body on his son, Jesus. He no longer sees the sin on you. So you think, well, doesn't my sinning, doesn't it separate me from God? No, watch this. It was that sin nature that separates you from God. But when you got born again, you lost the sin nature. So we're spirit, soul, where you on this at? All right, so we're tripart being, right? All right, spirit, soul, body. All right, now, he got born again, so he's perfect, flawless, heaven ready. My soul is being renewed, so I'm hooking up with him. My body eventually is going to have to line up with it. Now watch this now. So now the Holy Ghost came in and he created this new man. All right, now, the old man left or gone. The new man, the new creation is here. The only thing that separated me from God was my old nature. But now that my old nature doesn't exist anymore, there is no more separation between me and God. All right, now watch this. My actions and behavior won't separate me from God. It was my old sinful man that separated me from God. But if I'm born again, I ain't got that old man no more. Now, I'm still gonna work on my behavior. He gonna help me. I'm still gonna get better. He gonna help me. I'm still gonna learn how to talk better. He gonna help me. I'm not gonna cuss as much as I used to. He gonna help me. He's here to help me. He's not separated from me. He's helping me. Because life is a journey. And the church has convinced us that God did accept us because we keep misbehaving. But the Holy Ghost is working. He's perfect. He's perfect. I'm getting my mind renewed, and my body's waiting on some orders. So when God, I know it's four of us, but this is what exists in this one package. So when God looks at me, he does not see sin. Even though, can I go ahead and just, I'm tired of trying to go around the corner. He does not see sin, even though you are sinning sometimes. Okay, so stop. What do you mean sinning sometimes? All right, so if you're not sinning no time, that means you're perfect. Everybody that's perfect, stand up. You better not stand up. I will cast my shoe at you. See, when you are critical of somebody because of their behavior, you have to believe that you're perfect. There's nobody here perfect. I don't commit adultery. I don't do the Big Ten. But I'm gonna tell you something. You got bad attitude. You lie a little bit. You exaggerate a whole lot. Sin is sin, right? Sin is sin. But you're going to get better because God moved in there with us. And why do you think the Holy Ghost is in there? So you can jerk, so you can jiggle, to guide us in the journey, to help us to get better, to work on our desire, to help us to want to do right, to help us to want to get it right. All right, so 20 years ago, my behavior was awful, but I've been saved for 21 years, and I look back and I'm like, oh my goodness, the stuff that I used to do, I'm not doing it no more. I've conquered 10 things. I got them 10 more to go. And you think you got 10, you really got 100. I got 10 more to go. Are you following me? But it's a journey. But God looks at me and he says, I see nothing but righteousness. I don't look at you and see your, I don't look at you and see sin. I look at you and see righteousness. Your sin is on my son, Jesus. Here's my point. Stop looking at yourself like you're a sinner. You are no longer a sinner. Now that you're born again, you are a new creation in Christ. Old things have passed away. Since y'all in front, y'all want to go and preach? What you looking at, man? I'm tired. I just got back from Nigeria. You got that? Go to notes right here. Just see, you got to read them things right there. See, once you realize who you are, then the religion doesn't beat you up so bad that you think God can't use you, because God can use anybody on this stage, in this place. But here's the difference. The difference is, once you get born again, old things have passed. Behold, all things have become new. If there's anybody up here that has not given your life to Jesus, raise your hands. We'll fix it before you go back to your seat. Everybody up here got born again? All right, from this day forward, you do not refer to yourself as a sinner. God doesn't see you as a sinner. All right, so maybe you're going to have some crazy days on this journey, but you're still the righteousness of God. And every time, you know, you end up doing something crazy, just remind yourself, I'm the righteousness of God. When God looks at me, he doesn't see sin. When God looks at me, he sees righteousness. That's who I am. Now, with that very simple illustration and explanation, without me hollering, without me pouring oil on you, without me slapping you and pushing you down to the ground, you have received deliverance for a lifetime. You have received deliverance for a lifetime. You sense it, don't you? You sense it. You're feeling it, right? Well, it's all right to feel it. Now, we don't want to live out of feelings, because it'll change tonight. But is that there?
Yeah.
Huh? Right? You good? You free? That's an altar call right there. All right, so he doesn't call us sinners, but he calls us saints. Saints. You're a saint. You're the righteousness of God. And the way the devil can get you is by getting you to violate your identity. I'm the righteousness of God. I don't care how I act. I don't care what crazy thing I did. Because we assume that you're just going to keep acting crazy. You ain't going to keep acting crazy because Holy Ghost in there with you. And he will keep working on you, and he ain't never gonna let you go. And even when you try to leave him, he ain't gonna let you leave. If you go to the bar, he gonna go back with you. If you go back to the women, he going back with you. If you go back to the drugs, he going there with you. He'll catch you when you high as a kite and don't even know what night it is. And he'll minister to you. And then one day, you're gonna wake up and say, I'm tired of doing this thing. I don't want this no more. I don't want this no more. I don't want this no more. That's how this is. This is not some religious game where we play this little game. You know, you say, you wore the wrong color. You're going to hell. You're missing that part. You're going to hell. No. It's a journey. You all right? If we were to leave right now, If you were to die right now today, you're going to be in heaven. You're going to be in heaven. All right? So, be free. And before you sit down, I want you to go to two or three people and tell them, I'm free. And y'all take y'all free self back to your seat. Congratulations, you set free. Oh, you're welcome, buddy. You're welcome, man. God bless you. Yeah. God bless you, man. You're free. God bless you, buddy. God bless you. You're free. You're free, buddy. You're right. You're free. God bless you. You're free. You're free. You're free. Sometimes we talk as if sin is greater than grace. Sin is not greater than grace. We have more faith in sin to send us to hell than faith for grace to send us to heaven. Somehow or another, we think sin is more powerful than grace. Oh, you know, the grace of God is this, but watch out, the sin. Sin will never be greater than grace. Grace will always be greater. What was the scripture? I think it's Romans 5. When sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Stop treating people like they're infected with something or that they experience something that you don't. Now, it may be in different categories, it may be in different degrees. Maybe you greedy. Maybe you can't stay out the refrigerator. But we got to stop doing that. And then in Hebrews chapter 9 and in verse 28, Hebrews 9, 28, he says, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Look at this in the NLT. I'm going to officially teach on this from A to Z, but he says, so also Christ was offered once for all times as a sacrifice to take away the sins of many people. He was offered one time for all times to take away the sins of many people. He will come again, but not to deal with our sins.
Are you cozy in your comfort zone? God wants you to grow and develop spiritually, but that means you'll encounter some uncomfortable situations. In Finding Purpose in Discomfort, an eye-opening five-message series, Creflo Dollar reveals how discomfort is used to move you forward.
The objective is to grow and to be molded into the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. Out of discomfort will come restoration. Out of discomfort will come support. Out of discomfort will come your strength. And he will place you on a firm foundation. When God wants you to grow, he will allow discomfort into your life.
For a love gift of just $15 or more, you can download a copy today. Call the number on your screen, scan the QR code, or visit www.creflodollarministries.org and click eStore. Allow discomfort and suffering to be a catalyst in your life today.
Are you a woman who knows her worth? A woman ready to break barriers? This is your moment.
We are the innovators, the leaders,
the trailblazers,
the entrepreneurs, the change makers.
Join us for Taffy Dollar's Women's Conference, March 20th through the 21st, 2025, where radical women just like you come together to embrace their authentic selves and ignite real change in the world. This isn't just another conference. It's a gathering of powerful women who are unapologetically themselves, ready to revolutionize lives. We'll share stories, strategies, because when we know our worth, we are unstoppable. Don't miss this opportunity to connect, grow, and step into your power together. Taffy Dollar's Women's Conference, March 20th through the 21st, 2025. Be real, be radical, be ready to make history. Register today and join the revolution.
Have you ever wondered how the financial support from our viewers makes a difference in people's lives? We receive testimonies every day from people whose lives have been shattered by natural disasters, failed marriages, bankrupt businesses, and so on. They share how our outreach efforts and messages about God's grace have changed their lives in a tangible way. And for that, we give God all the glory. Today, I invite you to prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. We know you'll be empowered to see real change in others and prosper in your own life.
If God has placed it on your heart to support the vision of this ministry to reach the world with the gospel of grace, you may call in to make your financial donations or log on to CreflowDollarMinistries.org. God bless you.
As a Christian, what happens after you sin? Do you lose your righteousness? God's gift of righteousness gives us peace with Him, not through our works, but through faith in Jesus' finished work on the cross. Introducing Grace Life Academy. Grace Life Academy offers unlimited access to features like e-courses, study guides, quizzes, and more. To get started on your 30-day free trial, simply text or sign up online by visiting mygracelifeacademy.com.
Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe. The preceding program was brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.